You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The largest hīkoi protest to Waitangi grounds in modern history took place this Waitangi, with thousands gathering to voice their concerns about the new government's proposed policies, including a referendum on the principles of Titiriti, ending co-governance arrangements and removing Te Reo from the names of public service organisations. I spoke to Action Station Director Cassie Hartendorp, Ngāti Raukawa, about what the significant show of solidarity against their policies might mean for the government and her reflections of the day. Can you tell me about what your impression was of this year's Waitangi commemorations?
My impression of this year's Waitangi commemorations were that Māori are very much alive and well and energised to be able to push our work forward and our tino rangatiratanga forward. And what I also observed was that our current government leaders are really not in a position to be able to lead us through our relationship around Te Tiriti or Waitangi. So what I noticed from the three of our leaders was that there was either an incompetence or an open disdain or actually using aspects of Māori culture and Māori concepts to be able to push a different ideological view. So watching the three different leaders speak, we've either got Winston Peters, who's outright abusing the people who are attending and saying that he's too busy to be there and is going to another huia straight afterwards. We've got Christopher Luxon, our Prime Minister, who is, even if he's attended some Te Reo classes, he's obviously incompetent. And when it comes to cultural literacy of how you might go about addressing a hui of Māori, the biggest hui of Māori in the country. And then you've got David Seymour, who is very deliberately trying to use concepts like tino rangatiratanga and so on to be able to push his own ideological agenda. And it's just a gross redefinition of our cultural concepts. And it's very pointed, it's very deliberate in order to be able to incite racism against honouring Te Tiriti or Waitangi.
And we saw thousands gather at Waitangi grounds to voice their concerns about the new government's new policies. And the largest hīkoi protest to Waitangi in modern history took place. What message do you think that this is sending to the government?
The message is being sent to honour our agreement that we put in place 184 years ago. It is to continue to honour what has already been done and go further and to stop the attacks on Māori and Te Tiriti that have been promised by this government. To me, it's very simple. What is happening is an attack, a deliberate attack on Māori, and that Māori aren't going to stand for it. We are the strongest that we've ever been. We have come back from the very brink of cultural extinction. We've come back from colonisation and we're here to say we're not going anywhere. And in fact, we have a vision that we shared alongside you 184 years ago and we want to implement that. We want to make it happen. I think that our iwi Māori have actually been incredibly generous time and time and time again. When the Crown treats our relationship as expendable, as unnecessary, as in the way of getting to the work that they want to get to, every single time the Crown has done things like this, Māori have been generous in the face of that. And once again, we are seeing how it's disrespected, but not just in piecemeal. This is actually a highly calculated agenda to be able to erode Māori rights in a way that is across the board. And so across the board, Ngā iwi Māori are saying, no, this will not be happening, not on our watch.
And many have commented that this year's event felt different to past years. Why do you think this might be?
I think it is the arrogance and the brazenness of what this coalition government is setting out to do. So you've got a few different areas that are under attack, right? You've got the Māori Health Authority, which we already know was set up because our existing health system was not working to serve Māori, was set up to, in many ways, address the health inequities, including the fact that Māori die 7 years earlier than Pākehā. That has been disestablished against the evidence. We've got Māori wards being taken back to referendums, which we know is a way to be able to disestablish Māori decision-making in a local way. We've got fair pay agreements, which affect Māori. They affect low-paid workers. It flies in the face of best practice evidence. And so in this environment, we also see that Te Tiriti is the underlying constitutional basis of everything. So actually finding a way to redefine some of these principles. I know there's lots of talk about the principles versus the text, but the intention is the same from the ACT Party. The intention is to erode Māori rights and abilities and decision-making to be able to have a say over our whenua so that it can be used for other purposes. So what's different about this is that there's this huge tranche of attacks towards Māori, and the gravity and the weight of it is so unjust that you're seeing people who wouldn't normally take to the streets come out. In fact, I don't think I've spoken to a single Māori person in my world that agrees with what the government is doing. Across the board, Māori are united that this government is going too far.
And what takeaways do you hope people will get from Waitangi this year and everything that's going on?
The takeaways for me is I would really invite people in Aotearoa to ask the question, are these the people who can take our country forward? Are these the people who are competent at leading us? Is this who we want to be able to look after our constitutional agreements, our inter-iwi relationships, our vision for what goes forward into the future? I believe they're not. I think that they are causing more harm than anything to all of the careful, considered, thoughtful and difficult work between Māori, Pākehā and Tauiwi to be able to create a country that we can all thrive in. It's been such careful work, and this government is coming through and just destroying all of that very thoughtlessly in the name of power. So the question is that what we want? Is that the leadership that we want and that we deserve? Not just for us, but the people who come after us too.
That was all the questions that I had. Was there anything else that you wanted to add?
Yeah, there's something else that I want to add. So, you know, it's interesting to me because what we're tracking is a trend of right-wing governments with a very hateful and divisive way of being coming forward around the world. This isn't just Aotearoa. And what I think has happened is that this government has taken tips from other right-wing governments and parties and, you know, learnt from each other, and they've thought that they can just replicate the same kind of push, the same hateful division that we're seeing in other parts of the world as well. But what I think they've really underestimated, and it doesn't help that Christopher Luxon hasn't been here in Aotearoa to see it, what they've underestimated is that there's this huge, huge movement and layer of people who believe in Te Tiriti o Waitangi, who believe in the importance of it, who don't want to go back into the past. We want to move forward. And Te Ao Māori, Te Tiriti is a part of our country and how we move forward. So I think they've actually underestimated where a lot of the public are sitting, certainly where Māori are sitting, and I think it's going to really not work out well for them.
That was Action Station Director Cassie Hartendorp, Ngāti Raukawa, giving her reflections of Waitangi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.